855-905-8255. Bonjour, Carla.
Bonjour, Simon.
How can I help you tonight?
Oh, well, so there's a man that I really like at my work, and he keeps giving me signs, I think, that he likes me, and he's not making the next move, and I want to take it to the next level, but I don't really know what to do next or how to ask him out.
I see. Before we answer, what are the signs? You said there are signs of his interest. Can you describe to me what are these signs?
Sure. So whenever I come to work, he says, "Hi, Carla," and makes an effort to come and talk to me. Also, he smiles a lot at me. Mm-hmm. And I've noticed that if we're in a kind of a group setting, it seems to me like he makes an effort to come sit near me, like in the area where I am.
Okay.
Those are the things that I've noticed.
Do you feel in your intuition that this man wants you?
Kind of, yeah. Mm-hmm. I don't know if I'm making it up in my mind because I want it, because he's beautiful, but...
So you think like maybe it's a projection from you. You project your own desire on him more than it is him on you.
It's possible, I guess, that I hope I want it. I want him to want me back.
I hear you. So how long this little circus has been happening for?
Oh, God. About a month and a half, 2 months.
And he still hasn't asked you out?
No. I feel like maybe he's a little shy in that way. He's really funny and he makes me laugh. But,
okay.
He hasn't asked.
I'm gonna open the door for something a bit different. How about just you ask him out for coffee?
Okay.
Don't say drink. Say coffee. Why? Because if there's the word drinking, sometimes it implies... more romantic. But if you say, you know what, why don't we have coffee one day? And then listen to his answer right away. That's a great idea. When can we do it? You in. He's attracted. Or, yeah, sure. And then he doesn't say anything else. Don't insist.
Okay, that's a good idea.
All right, Carla. Well, I hope that works for you. And I'll cross my fingers for you.
Thank you so much.
You're welcome, Carla. Thanks for calling and have a good night.
Bye, Simon. You too.
I'm changing gears here for a second because I'm going to help that person who needs my help to regain their confidence. So how do you get confidence back in life? That is coming up next.